Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Thursday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain showers late, temperatures in the lower to mid-40s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, a slight chance for some rain and snow showers, then partly cloudy skies, mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a little bit warmer with a high near 46. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low at 29, and Saturday, mostly sunny. Currently, it's 43.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway is ready to get rolling on the farm bill in 2018. He's also not worried about a push to overhaul welfare, potentially making the process more complicated. He's optimistic about keeping things on track and getting a floor vote scheduled by March, a working draft of the bill already in the Congressional Budget Office. And Conaway's goal is to have the farm bill wrapped up in time that welfare reform discussions gain traction on Capitol Hill. While there aren't a lot of details on the draft available to the public, Conaway did share a few insights. For example, he said changes are needed to be made to Title I in order to aid the cod and dairy industries. He said he doesn't anticipate significant changes, but there will be some changes to the ag risk coverage and price loss coverage programs. He said we want cotton growers to be eligible for the programs. He also says plans for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program should line up with Republican goals of tightening up federal spending. Well, the White House hoping to play mediator between the oil and ethanol industries. It brought them together on Wednesday for preliminary discussions on the renewable fuel standard. Refiners say they can't afford the RFS compliance cost. The biodiesel industry insists it has to have the mandates in the RFS to keep expanding and growing biofuels. Senators Chuck Grassley, Joni Ernst, and Deb Fisher were there to represent the corn states, and staff for Senators Cruz and Toomey were also there to make the case for refiners. Oklahoma Senator Jim Imhoff would not reveal any details of a plan he's working on to address some of the issues. He did say he would have to address the ever-increasing cost of buying biofuel credits the EPA wants to use to ensure that refiners are blending the required amounts of biofuels in the nation's food supply. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment, leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and agview.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at agview.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at agview.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station at AgView.net.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The new leader at the Kansas Department for Children and Families has promised a thorough review of the state's foster care system. Secretary Gina Meyer-Hummel met on Tuesday with a legislative task force studying weaknesses in the state's foster care system
The agency said it's searching for nearly 80 children considered absent without leave. Meyer Hummel emphasized improving public transparency and says she'll review internal and contracting operations. A Lawrence teenager who pled guilty to killing his grandmother wants to withdraw that plea. 18-year-old Jared Long was scheduled to be sentenced Tuesday for second-degree murder in the December 2015 death of 67-year-old Deborah Bretthauer. Instead, Long's attorney told the Douglas County Court his client wants to withdraw his plea. A hearing was scheduled for February 20th to consider the request or to sentence Long if the request is denied. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Pros, if you're looking to save on new tools, stop into Lowe's for big deals, including up to 40% off select tools. We have pro-grade brands you can trust to help you tackle your next job and the next and the next. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. See the pro desk at your nearest Lowe's for more details. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
At Amazon, we've got millions of toys and games to choose from this holiday. For kids of all ages, from the classics to new ideas to the must-have hits. So, whether you're buying for creative kids, competitive kids, or, well, grown-up kids, visit Amazon for all the toys and games you need and give a little love this holiday. And get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25, only at Amazon.
Give a little bit of my love.
The Garden City Police Department is asking for the public's help in finding a suspect who is considered dangerous. 29-year-old Ashley Perez is wanted for suspicion of rape, aggravated kidnapping, aggravated battery, and domestic battery. Perez has several tattoos, including one that says Garden City on her left hand and one that says Melinda on her neck. Authorities say that Perez drives a 2000 red Chevrolet Cavalier sedan. If you have any information about the whereabouts of Ashley Perez, you're urged to call police. GE Aviation plans to add new jet engine work to its plant in Cowley County. Company spokesman Rick Kennedy said starting in January, GE's jet engine will be built at the plant halfway between Winfield and Ark City. Kennedy said GE decided to move the engine assembly work to Kansas because its plant in Durham, North Carolina, needed room to assemble the company's new LEAP jet engines that are used on Boeing's new 737 MAX aircraft. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville. With tremendous rebates available, rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Ag News, market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. There's speculation that the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations may be reaching a breaking point. Little progress has been made in previous talks as the U.S. continues to push a hardline stance that the governments of Canada and Mexico aren't going to accept. Last week, a government official from Mexico left a meeting with the Trump administration with a negative outlook. In a separate statement, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says he is, quote, concerned about the lack of headway. Lighthizer says that so far there is no evidence that Canada or Mexico are willing to seriously engage on provisions that will lead to a rebalanced agreement. Forbes says that Trump's team appears to be threatening to be ready to cancel NAFTA if serious considerations aren't made. Mexico and Canada, however, are willing to stall and wait for Congress and U.S. business chambers to increase the pressure on the Trump administration to preserve the current framework of NAFTA. Ag News, market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Want to know where the cattlemen with the best results and highest returns keep their secrets? Most of the winning producers, from the city's edge to the county line, are seeing the year-over-year advantage of Pellet Technology USA's line of power feeds. They're consistent, sustainable, help our ag economy, and will give you that efficiency bump that you've been looking for. All the other producers will be green with envy. So find out more about power feeds. Call David at 402-509-8775. That's 402-509-8775.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A drug raid Tuesday morning in Southern Gage County resulted in five arrests. Charges of conspiracy to distribute illegal drugs, among others, are pending against Barbara Coleman, age 57, of Waymore, Christina Lewin, age 34, Virginia, Michael Hockman, age 34, of Liberty, as well as Destiny Burr, age 19, and Skylar Hutchison, age 22, both of Blue Springs. On Wednesday, two Beatrice residents, Justin Thompson and Miranda Caparoli, were arrested on drug charges after they were found while authorities were searching a Beatrice home for a fugitive. Members of the Gage County Sheriff's Office were assisted by Beatrice and Waymore Police, Nebraska State Patrol, and the U.S. Marshals Metro Area Task Force. A total of 13 drug arrests in Gage County have been noted recently. Washington residents received a letter in October requesting assistance in completing a low to moderate income survey. Purpose of the survey is to determine if the city of Washington is eligible to qualify for community development block grant funding. They can be used for a variety of projects and future improvements. The data collection continues, and CES Engineering Group is going door-to-door this week to collect data that will be used to assist in completing the survey. Surveys may also be returned or mailed in the self-addressed stamped envelope provided. It's important that all residents of Washington participate in the survey for accurate results. Christmas lighting displays are being highlighted in Marysville and Beatrice. Marysville Convention and Tourism is hosting Light Up Marysville with maps for 50 locations available at the Chamber of Commerce and Marysville Main Street offices. The public is encouraged to vote for their favorites through Christmas. Again this year, the Historic Union Pacific Depot Restoration Group is offering van tours of the Christmas light display. Reservations are required. Contact Dave Lynn at 562-6969. Groups of 8 to 10 are required, but individuals or smaller groups may also be accommodated. Contact Dave Lynn at 562-6969. Beatrice Main Street is encouraging the public to vote for the People's Choice Award for downtown businesses that are decorated for the holidays. Ballots are due back by December 18th. Additional details online at beatricemainstreet.org. This year's theme is 16 Decades of Christmas. A jury trial is underway for a Gage County man charged with burglary at a Holmesville residence a year ago. Dusty Mayhew, the accused, is currently serving a sentence in state prison on other unrelated charges. Another man listed in the affidavit for the incident, Kenneth Rainey, has reached a plea agreement and will testify as a witness. Bertha Burt Nadine Helmer, age 85, of Oquito, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1:30 at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Burt Helmer. Lena Ruby Millert Mort, age 96, passed away on Saturday. Memorial service Friday, 2 p.m. at First Christian First Presbyterian Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Lena Mort. James E. Jim Johannes, age 65, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Afton Trinity Lutheran Church, northwest of Waterville. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Johannes. Mary Louise Runnebaum, age 94, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Burial St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery at Beatty. Rosary Friday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Runnebaum. Mary Gladys Stevens, age 97, of Pawnee City, passed away Monday. Memorial service Saturday, 2 p.m. at First Presbyterian First Christian Church, Pawnee City. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mary Stevens. Galen L. Latta, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Galen Latta. Bill L. Biggs, age 74, of Overland Park, formerly of Marshall County, served as Marshall County Economic Development Director and Axtell School Superintendent. He passed away December 11th. Celebration of life services planned Monday, 6 p.m. at the Porter Funeral Home in Lenexa, Kansas. private interment, Fort Scott National Cemetery. Porter Funeral Home of Lenexa in charge of arrangements for Bill Biggs.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we had a cold front move through during the overnight hours, which is bringing us some cooler temperatures across the area. But it does look like we're going to see a warm up as we head into Friday and into the weekend. We do have an upper level disturbance, which could bring us a little bit of some rain showers this afternoon and a little bit of some mixed precipitation for tonight. Otherwise, heading into the end of the week and into the start of the weekend, beautiful weather with sunny skies. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Thursday, mostly cloudy. Like I said, could see an isolated rain shower, lower to mid-40s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, a slight chance of rain and snow, then partly cloudy, mid-20s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Friday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures right around 46. Winds will be from the west at 5 and 10. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 29. And Saturday, mostly sunny, temperatures mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-December, 42. Record high on this date, 70 in 1921. The average low, 23, and the record low is 12 below zero in 1961. Sunset this evening at 5:01, sunrise in the morning, 7:34.
Some people will do the craziest things for chronically cold feet. A few of the more reasonable remedies today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 14th, the 348th day of the year. Aviation hero James Doolittle was born on this day, and on this night 40 years ago, moviegoers lined up for the New York premiere of Saturday Night Fever. Cold feet are no fun, and if you ask 10 people, you'll likely get 10 different answers about getting them warm. Here's a few methods most likely to work. Soak them in warm water. Water conducts heat 25 times faster than air. Drink plenty of fluids. Staying hydrated helps blood flow more efficiently to your extremities. Stop smoking. Nicotine restricts blood vessels and hinders circulation. And some people swear by putting cayenne pepper in their socks. It actually works, but be careful. It can irritate the skin and will probably turn your socks pink. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Kansas City Chiefs and San Diego Chargers are tied atop the AFC West with 7-6 records. And with only three games left in the regular season, the winner of this Saturday's showdown has a huge leg up in taking home a division crown. The Chiefs team is well aware of how important this game is, and they also know they've got one of the best home field advantages in the National Football League. Kickoff Saturday is scheduled for 7:25. Portions of the Georgia Dome in Atlanta that are still standing after an implosion will soon be brought down with more explosives. A long wall on the stadium's east side and a smaller structure on the other side both failed to fall when the rest of the stadium was brought down with an implosion on the 20th of November. The Georgia Dome being replaced by the $1.6 billion Mercedes-Benz Stadium next door. Mid-America Network Sports.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Molly is such a cute snowflake. Where's that costume from?
Thanks. Liberty Mutual saved us some money, so it's custom made.
Liberty did what?
Oh, we switched our auto and home insurance and saved almost $800.
I wish we saved like that. Sarah's costume could use some work.
But she's a cute horse.
Sharon, she's a turkey.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, equal housing insurer.
At Amazon, we've got millions of toys and games to choose from this holiday. For kids of all ages. From the classics, to new ideas, to the must-have hits. So, whether you're buying for creative kids, competitive kids, or, well, grown-up kids, visit Amazon for all the toys and games you need and give a little love this holiday. And get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25, only at Amazon.
Give a little bit of my love to you.
An NFL spokesman says Commissioner Roger Goodell plans to step down once his newly signed contract extension expires following the 2024 season. Joe Lockhart says Goodell views the agreement as his final contract and will allow him to deal with some of the important issues that the league knows are on the horizon. The extension allows him to help negotiate a new labor deal to replace the one that expires in 2021 and have a hand in talks over new broadcast contracts. The Boston Celtics received another strong performance from their top offseason acquisition. Kyrie Irving reached the 30-point plateau for the eighth time this season, finishing with 33 in the Celtics' 124-118 victory against the Nuggets. Irving also had seven assists for the Celts, who shot a season-best 60% in their highest-scoring game of the season. The Celtics were 23-point losers in Chicago on Monday as Irving sat out with an injury. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High quarterback Jack Bloomer was recognized by the Kansas Football Coaches Association as a selection to be All-State Top 11. He was joined on the All-Class 3A squad by teammates Gabe Pischel at wide receiver and Bryson Meinhardt, defensive linebacker. Valley Heights Mustangs, named to the All-Class 1 2A squad, included running back Jordan Youngeberg, offensive lineman Dalton Joseph, and defensive linebacker Harrison Blasky. The KFBCA honors seniors with players selected only from teams whose coaches belong to the statewide association. Marysville High wrestling team will host Concordia in a North Central Kansas League duel this evening at 6:30. Wrestlers travel to Hoisington this weekend for tournament action. Friday night tip-off, Marysville at Chapman. Bulldog basketball live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
Don't let winter weather and busy schedules dampen young gardeners' enthusiasm. Research shows kids that are exposed to gardens and nature have fewer problems with ADHD, perform better in school, and are overall less stressed and happier. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Here are four fun activities you can do to keep the gardening spirit alive in your home. Take a walk through your winter landscape to explore, collect, and create. Collect some evergreen branches, seed pods, colorful twigs, and create a centerpiece or wreath for all to enjoy. Force a few tulips, hyacinths, or daffodil bulbs to brighten your indoor garden or outside porch or deck. Create a terrarium out of an old aquarium, large glass container, or 2-liter soda bottle. Increase the fun factor by filling it with carnivorous plants like the Venus flytrap. Start new plants from cuttings from some of your favorite houseplants or annuals overwintering indoors. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
It was a World Series that wasn't the real World Series. Then again, maybe it was, for the biggest names in baseball were a part of a contest that drew a lot of attention. The unique story from decades past is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. In the late 1800s, U.S. Navy ships began forming their own baseball teams as the sport gained popularity on land. But this wasn't just a game to be played for fun. It had a purpose.
During World War I, the sport of baseball became integrated into Navy training. They saw the sport made sailors quicker. Maybe they could throw grenades better.
Megan Churchwell is the curator at the Puget Sound Navy Museum.
Yes, it was actually part of the sailors' training. There were books about how to set up baseball training for hundreds of recruits.
Baseball continued to gain a large audience in the early 1900s, but World War II eventually caused the major leagues to suspend action. But the game continued in the U.S. military.
A bunch of the major leaguers are in the Navy. You know, Yogi Berra was in the military. Bob Feller was actually the first major leaguer to enlist after Pearl Harbor. So he gave up his baseball career for several years to serve in the Navy.
In 1944, the World Series was held in the armed forces, so to speak.
The Fleet Admiral Chester Nimitz actually threw out the first pitch. They pitted the Army against the Navy because there were so many major leaguers in the military during the war.
That game between the soldiers and sailors was literally a lineup of Major League Baseball players.
Of the 50 players that appeared in the Army-Navy World Series, 36 had been in the major leagues before the war.
The story of baseball in the war is just one of the many rotating exhibits that Megan helps oversee at the Puget Sound Naval Museum. Traveling the countryside in Bremerton, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.
It is possible for those who are lax in their commitment to watering and repotting plants to grow something. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Air plants prefer hands-off relationships as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
I'm not a fan of houseplants. Not that I don't like them, it's just that I overwater, forget to water, or my cat eats them. I've seen air plants for sale in a local nursery, just hanging out in bowls of glass or on some other cutesy thing, and there's no soil underneath them at all. I also noticed there are no roots either. Frank Messina is a wholesale grower of air plants in California. He says they don't need roots.
It gets all of its light and all of its water through its leaves, so it doesn't have any roots that take any water up. Nutrients and water come through its leaves through little scales called trichomes. And these scales act like sponges and absorb the water into the plant.
Most air plants need a drink of water once or twice per week, depending on the environment. But keep it simple. Hold them under a faucet or dunk them in a bucket of water for a few seconds. Turn the plants upside down to drain so water isn't lodged in their crevices. They will grow faster if they're fertilized, but Messina says they don't need it. Even if your other house plants are dying off, air plants will live and keep producing baby plants.
The life cycle is basically the plant maybe would start from a seed, would grow to maturity, and produce a bloom. After it blooms, it produces pups or offshoots off the bottom of the plant, and those will become a larger and larger colony. As you grow more of them, you can break them off and give them to your friends, and the plants will continue on as long as they're taken care of properly.
The other great thing about air plants is the endless ways to display them in places where you didn't think it was possible to grow plants. They can dangle from wherever you want them to as long as they have light and good air circulation. Learn more about the wonder of air plants at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Neither say nor sing.
Microsoft has been busy with a couple of tech initiatives designed to benefit rural America. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Call it Wi-Fi on steroids. The Microsoft Rural Airband Initiative is a plan to use empty TV channels to bring broadband to rural America. Microsoft's Ranveer Chandra.
You know, when you browse over the air TV, you see something's going on channel 21, say NBC is coming on 21, 22 is empty. All you see is white noise, nothing coming there. The technology allows us to send those Wi-Fi signals in those empty channels.
Chandra says the technology has tested successfully elsewhere.
Since 2011, we've actually done several deployments worldwide and shown the feasibility of this technology in Africa, in India, where we've connected rural hospitals, high schools, all of that to the internet. And we know that this technology works really well. And so that's what we want to now go and deploy it in rural America.
Microsoft is also working on precision ag applications, and I'll have more on that tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are you going to give farm?
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hire a professional you can trust, who can direct you.
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Big announcement out of Dodge City today. The Western Kansas Manufacturers Association, sponsor of the 3i Show, said doing the right things for exhibitors and their customers is their focus, and surveys from farmers, producers, and others who attend their annual show indicate the best time for them to attend would be during the winter months. In response to those results, the 3i Show immediately kicks off new dates, March 22nd through 24th, 2018, continuing at the Western State Bank Expo Center in Dodge City. For the next 5 years, the 3i Show is scheduled to take place in mid-March. Farmers need a backup plan if the U.S. exits the North American Free Trade Agreement. That, according to a top Department of Agriculture official, Ted McKinney, serves as USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. He said he would advise anybody to be prepared with contingencies, despite the administration knowing very well where the farm and ag industry stand. The ongoing talks to renegotiate NAFTA are not going as well as hoped, and McKinney says abandoning the trade agreement still seems to be a real possibility. Now, McKinney says he and others within the USDA are optimistic that the Trump administration will successfully carry the day during the negotiations. But he said it will be prudent for crop and livestock producers to look at some contingencies in the event the U.S. were to exit that 23-year-old trade agreement. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag Network, we continue to see mixed numbers with our grains and soybeans. Here on Thursday, March corn is down a quarter cent now at 348 and three quarters. May corn down a quarter cent at 357. Mixed numbers in the remainder of the months. March Kansas City wheat is up three and a quarter at 419 and a half. May is up three at 432 and a quarter. So the wheat markets seem to be doing a bit better today. Soybeans not doing that well. January beans down 11 at 968 and a quarter. March beans down 11 and a quarter at 979 and a quarter. The products are following lower. December soybean meal is 390 lower at 321.20. January is 410 lower at 322.70. So a tough day for soybeans and soybean meal. Soybean oil is also lower. December down 19 at 32.92. Not a lot of positives in the soy complex here on Thursday. On the other hand, livestock is looking good. December live cattle up 125 at 116.90. February up 140 at 119.77. January feeders up 92, 146.57. March feeders up 62 at 144.67. So things look good for cattle. Each one of the later months is higher in both live cattle and feeder cattle, by the way. And same story for hogs. Hogs are up all the way down. December hogs up 7 at 64.02. February hogs up 95 at 67.75. So things look good all through the livestock complex. Cotton is up today. March cotton up 79 points, 74.91. May up 78 at 75.33. So things look good for cotton. Crude oil has bounced back up. January crude up 29 cents at 56.88. February is up 35 at 56.94. The other energies are mixed. Unleaded gas is higher, but heating oil and natural gas are lower. And the gold contract is up today. December gold up 770 at 1253.10. Mixed numbers in the futures markets on Thursday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Pride of the Farm waterers are at the top of their game. You see, years ago, their waterers were manufactured with cast iron, but in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient poly materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Energy-free waters use flaps, which were perfected 65 years ago and are superior to ball-type closures. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Blattner Feedlot Construction in Cimarron, Kansas for 100% energy-free or open-trough waterers. Want to know where the cattlemen with the best results and highest returns keep their secrets? Most of the winning producers from the city's edge to the county line are seeing the year-over-year advantage of Pellet Technology USA's line of power feeds. They're consistent, sustainable, help our ag economy, and will give you that efficiency bump that you've been looking for. All the other producers will be green with envy. So find out more about power feeds. Call David at 402-509-8775. That's 402-509-8775.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, sharing the president of the Farm Bureau's view about crop insurance. After this message.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Early in January, Farm Bureau members from across the nation will be gathering in Nashville, Tennessee to conduct policy and business at the annual convention of the American Farm Bureau Federation. I look forward to being there for that event, and I'm guessing that among the topics to be discussed will be the strength of an adequate farm insurance program. That is one of the hot topics in the debate over the Farm Bill. And as state farm bureaus are winding down their state conventions, many of them are putting crop insurance at the very top of what they want in the Farm Bill. So recently, Zippy Duval, president of the Farm Bureau, said, "You've got to make your voices heard as the next Farm Bill is being considered." The president said, "Constantly communicate with the legislators week in and week out." He said that several times, but in Indiana, where he met with members of the agricultural community and media. He went on to say, "And then when these congressmen and senators and other representatives come to their community and have town hall meetings, our farmers need to get off their tractors and out of their barns, and they need to be present." He also encouraged farmers to share their own stories. Duval said farmers can be involved on social media and bring the truth to the surface. Invite people to come to the farm. Let them see for themselves. It's so valuable to a mother, to a congressman, to see and ask questions about farms. And the president of the Farm Bureau said there is a fight over crop insurance funding. That kind of grassroots engagement is critical on the part of farmers. We've got to make sure that we have congressmen and senators who understand the importance of crop insurance. He said it's a requirement of most lending institutions today, and it's important to have that risk management tool for our farmers. Back with a final word after this message.
This is Tyler Sudik with the Water Livestock Commission in Wallen, Nebraska. This Friday, December 15th, we'll have a special bread cow and bread heifer sale along with our regular sale, hay at 11 o'clock, cattle at 12 o'clock. Here's some early consignments. 50 head of Red Angus bred heifers, bred to low birth weight, Klein, Matovic, Red Angus, Bull, Stark, having 210, 60 days, Larson. 55 head of black and black white-faced bred heifers, bred to low birth weight, Keys, Black Angus, Bull, Stark, having 3-1, 60 days, Newsham, Anderson. 11 head of black bred heifers, AI to final solution, Stark, having 220 for 45 days, Elk cattle. 8 head of black bred heifers, bred to low birth weight, Black Angus, Bull, Stark, having 3-6 for 30 days, Fleshman. 40 head of black and red and Charlotte cow, second calf, broken mouth, they're bred to black, Red Angus, or Herford Bull, Stark, having 3-1, Hansel. 25 head of black Angus cows, bred to Keneally, Black Angus, Bull, Stark, having 3-1, Gertis. 15 head of black cows, solid broken mouth, bred to Keneally Angus, start calving 2-1, Parrot Walbrook. 16 head of black bred cows, middle aged broken, bred to Charlotte Bull, start calving 2-1, Coke. 20 head of black and black whitefish bred cows, solid broken mouth, bred to black or red Angus bulls, start calving January 1st. Some of them start calving in March. 12 head of black bred cows, bred to black or red Angus bulls, Noldy. 6 head of black whitefish bred cows, third calf, bred to red Angus or Herbert Bulls, Thompson. There'll be 60 to 70 head of feeder pigs weighing 40 to 50 pounds. More information, go to our website at waterlivestock.com or give us a call at 402-443-3512. Thank you.
We'll be in Nashville next month to hear the debate on the Farm Bill and other agricultural issues. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
You want to be alerted if something is being fiddled with on the farm that shouldn't be. Farm security options go from basic to high tech on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Theft from rural properties can include anything from tools to firearms to farm machinery. If you're just starting to think about farm security, start by identifying where the critical assets are on your farm. Then build a plan based on these locations and your budget. Security lights at building entrances and locks on doors and property entrance gates are a good first step. There are very sophisticated systems that work with cameras, wireless technology, and your smartphone. Brian Price is with a wireless video surveillance company called OnSight. He says agriculture can be a hostile environment with temperature and humidity extremes, and that can be a huge factor in the life of a camera.
You can buy a camera off the internet, but to ensure that it's up and running and well-maintained, it needs somebody to be working on it and looking at it from a health perspective constantly. Every camera that we install, we maintain. If a camera goes down, we get an alert, and from that alert, we actually then reach out to the farmer and say, it appears that this camera isn't working. With your permission, we'd like to jump onto the internet, take a look at the camera, reboot it if need be, and at that point, get the camera and system back up and going.
Edward DeSalle works with Net Irrigate, the company that makes a product called X-Proxy Vibe. When it detects vibration, it will signal your phone that something is amiss.
And you could stick it on diesel engines on the farm, electric motors, grain dryers. It's magnetically mounted. You just slap and go. And when it senses the transition of vibration to no vibration, it triggers a notification.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about farm security options at agriculture.com.
KNDY.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the Wichita Farm Show is underway this year in a brand new location.
Hi, everybody. Tim Fuller coming to you from the Wichita Farm and Ranch Show. Brand new location, Kansas Star Event Center. Lynn Clifton with Baylin Country with me. And Lynn, I've said it before, you guys carry anything that has to do with any type of animal you've got something for.
You bet, Tim. Hey, thanks again, folks. We'd like you to stop by our booth and visit. We have some new things here that we're showing. We have a new arena groomer out. It's called the Arena Ace. We also have the new flex tail feeder that's set up for either square bales or round bales. Big square bales is what I'm talking about. We also have our new quad bale steer that we're showing on. In the booth here, we do have a hay saver bale ring and the MSB self-catch. Please shoot. Come by, take a look at our product. We'd love to visit with you. We're right in the front door as you get in here.
You bet. Booth 102. And well, guys, you heard it here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Stop at booth 102 at the Wichita Farm and Ranch Show here at Kansas Star Event Center. Come see us. I'm Tim Fuller on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Thanks very much, Tim. In other news, U.S. Wheat Associates publicly thanked U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer for his work in defending United States agriculture against attempts to weaken the World Trade Organization rules on domestic support in agriculture. The Wheat Associates organization says the Buenos Aires WTO ministerial conference would be a failure, and the mission of the WTO to advance trade would be negatively affected through a proposed permanent exemption for market price supports for certain major ag producers. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Corn farmers, are you looking for something that has yield potential, good drought tolerance, excellent standability, and profitability for you in the cornfield, whether it's dry land or irrigated? Look at Midland Genetics 594 Corn, one of the leaders in the industry today. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds at 1-800-634-2836. 1-800-634-2836.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerking Communications full-service station.